When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Okay, hi everyone, this is Carmen
and Christina,
and today we are talking about I forgot to say we're the hosts.
And I also didn't like how I said Christina. It was too cheerful.
Christina.
I did it again.
Like, I'm telling you, you do it like if you're from Bring It On. You're like, this is Torrance.
I know.
And Christina.
Let's redo this.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the hosts of Novelas con Cafecito. As you know, we are covering the novela of Teresa, and today we're talking about episode 31.
Yes, and this episode was so juicy, we decided to just do the one, and plus we were also slacking on watching the episode, and so that was another reason, but hey.
Well, I watched it this morning without notes, so.
Yeah, I watched it last night, but I was tempted to play Stardew Valley instead, but no, I was like,
I've heard of that game.
Oh yeah, I've been talking about it for a long time
from you.
I've heard of that game. You said it like you heard it from someone else.
I was just kidding. I don't know anyone who plays that game. I don't know.
So
anyone,
for me,
I don't know that. Yeah.
Anyway, on to episode 31.
Do you have a summary?
Oh wait, oh my god, we don't have a summary.
Oh well, I just asked you.
Oh. No, I don't have one.
Well, let's see. Teresa and her family are oppressed by the landlords. But the community comes together because that's what it takes.
Community care.
Also, Mariano gets suspended from the hospital. And Ruben gets caught up.
He gets caught the fuck up.
Fuck up.
I'm so excited. That was my favorite part of the whole episode.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good summary. It starts out as always. I can't ever stop saying that.
The way the last episode ended.
Yes, exactly. And we see Teresa and Esperanza. Teresa's asking Esperanza more just about the apartment. Like, oh my God, Ruben got you an apartment. But then Esperanza's like, no. It's already an apartment he had. This is just where we met. And then the Esperanza says she needs to go get the keys, go give the keys back. And Teresa's like, oh, I'll go with you. But you know that, like,
she's pretending to be a supportive friend, but really it's because she's plotting.
Yes. So after that, we briefly go to Ruben, Aida, and Paulo. And if we remember from last episode, Ruben had offered Paulo a job because Genoveva is blackmailing him.
Yeah. Well, she threatened to.
Yeah. To expose the secret.
She needed a favor. Mm-hmm.
A favor, yeah.
In return of keeping his shit, yeah.
Yeah, and Paulo's like reluctant to take this job. And it's like, Paulo, you are not like in a position to be like picking here.
It's like, no te hagas de rogar. You need this job.
Yeah, exactly. And eventually he agrees, but...
Like, he shouldn't have needed that much convincing.
No. If you need a job, you take what you can get, you know?
And then he goes back to Genoveva and he's like, I get a job. And she's all like, oh, I'm so proud. Like, if she's not the one who
planned it all.
Made it happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So dumb. After that scene, we go back to Teresa and Esperanza. And now they're in the apartment. And Teresa's just like going on and on about how Ruben should have given Esperanza more things. He should have at least gotten her and her family out of the vecindad. Looking at everything with googly eyes, like, oh, look at this jewelry. Look at these joyas. Yeah. I can't say the word. I've never been able to.
Yeah.
Jewelry.
Just don't say it.
Joyas.
Las joyas.
Las joyas. Mira estos aretes. Oh, my God. But yeah, she's just looking at all the stuff that you wear. Earrings, necklaces. Jewelry. Yes. And
the clothes.
And she should have gotten her. Ruben should have gotten Esperanza a car, blah, blah, blah.
And of course, Esperanza's not like that, even though I agree with it. It's not like she put up with his shit for like ever.
Yeah.
And she got nothing.
Nothing to nothing show for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except some money sometimes.
Yeah. After that, we leave them and we go to Ruben walking into Profe's office. And he's like, oh, I need a drink. And Profe's like, I have tea and coffee and water. But he's Yeah, but I can go get you a drink. And he's like, no. And Ruben's all worked up. First, he says it's from having offered Paolo a job. And then
yeah,
Profe's like, why would you offer him a job if he's not qualified for it?
Yeah.
Sometimes he's the only one who has common sense.
Well, in this whole scene where Ruben is just complaining about Esperanza, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, him still wanting to be with her, but also still wanting to stay married. The profe is like the voice of reason. He's all like, you have to choose. And then Ruben is like, I came here for advice. You're not even helping.
Right. And that is advice. He just doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. Yeah.
We leave that scene. The last thing profe tells Ruben is like, you have to choose between Esperanza and your marriage. Like, that's it. So then we leave and we go to Mariano in the hospital and Aurora's dad, which I've already forgotten his name again. Hector. Hector is telling him he's suspended because of the fight. And he asks him, like, why were you even fighting in the hospital? That's so unprofessional. And he's like, oh, it was personal, for personal reasons. I can't imagine you'd be fighting for any other reason in the hospital, though. So
his patient was acting up and I need to put him in his place.
He was throwing hands. Yeah.
He was trying to steal my prescription pad.
Oh my God. So then he's suspended indefinitely. Like, he doesn't say how long or anything. So
I'm sure he'll be back. I don't think it'll be.
Yeah, and it's not forever.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Esperanza and Teresa. And this scene, I was like, what? Yes.
Teresa, okay.
What is her end goal here? And this is why I was asking myself that. Because all of a sudden, Teresa shifts from telling Esperanza she needs to not depend on a man, leave Ruben. She starts telling her, oh, well, Ruben is a good father.
First, she tells Esperanza, oh, I need to tell you that I know who your boyfriend is. Because she pretends that she didn't know all along and that she only found out when Esperanza was trying to rip up the picture of both of them.
Right.
Yeah. And so then that's when Teresa tells her that. And then she tries to. And it's confusing. And even Esperanza's like, why are you telling me this now? Because right up until before this, Teresa was telling her, you need to leave him, forget about him. And now supposedly when she's like, oh, I know who your boyfriend is and he's a really good dad and husband and blah, blah, blah. She's like, give him another chance. And it's like, what? That makes zero sense.
Why is she? My only guess as to why she's doing this is because she wants a better picture to get her revenge on Aida.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, or either to hold this over Ruben in some way later, or to trick Esperanza into getting money from him so that she could have some of that money.
Any of those could be true.
Yeah. To get more evidence.
And the whole time that Teresa's telling her all this and shit that she should forgive Ruben, there's like dramatic jazz music playing in the background, which is why you know her intentions are evil.
Yeah.
It's another like hint, like, she's up to no good.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun, 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 no.
Dun.
That's not it.
I know. I don't know either.
We leave them and we see Mariano emptying his locker out in the hospital when his other two classmates are there. I don't know the guy's name, but the guy
classmate. I have never known his name.
Yeah. He's like fake punching him and he's like, oh, the boxer Mariano. And Mariano's just like, So serious. Then basic as Magda's like, come on, leave it. He is clearly in a bad mood, right, Mariano? Then he's like, yeah, I was suspended precisely for boxing.
Precisamente por eso, por boxear. Yeah.
Precisamente por boxear.
I don't know why that sounds so funny.
It does. It's just a weird sentence, I think.
It is, because he wasn't boxing. He was defending Esperanza.
Yeah. But he's not going to tell anyone that either.
Yeah, true.
And then we see Aurora. We're still in the hospital. And we see Aurora and her dad. And she's just telling him about the godparent situation that she didn't accept because Mariano was the godfather. Yeah, she had no idea. She had just said yes because, well, it's Pablito, you know?
Yeah.
And her dad's like, okay, I believe you. By the way, speaking of Mariano, I suspended him because he was fighting and I just have to set an example out of him. And
yeah, the other residents look up to him. So
yeah,
can't just be fighting up in the hospital. This isn't La Vecindad.
Right. He can pick all the fights he wants over there because that's what he does.
That's what they do over there.
Yep. Then we see Esperanza and Mariano before he leaves the hospital, and she's trying to tell him that she's going to talk to el director to try and clear his name. And he's like, no, you're just going to make it worse and then get yourself fired or something.
Yeah.
So just leave it. It'll be fine. And she agrees. And he's right.
Yeah. I mean, because he's a resident. She's a nurse. There's like less leeway there for the nurses, for sure.
Yeah, in any clinic or place, the expendable people are like in order. CNAs, medical assistants, anyone that's not, doesn't have a degree, followed by nurses. And then, you know, the last bit of expendable, like the people who are on top are the doctors. So,
mm-hmm.
So we leave them and we go to La Vecindad. Teresa's household. Refugio's asking Teresa to take the trash out, and she doesn't want to because her clothes are gonna fucking stink. Oh my god.
So dumb.
Ugh, I'm so sick of her. And as Refugio is telling her, don't be selfish, you need to help sometimes. Some guys walk in.
Some big burly men.
Yes. And then they're like, leave. You're getting evicted. Get the fuck out. Get out of here. Like, We're taking all your stuff. Yeah.
This is repo, bitches.
Yeah. And they're so mean.
They are.
They're like just picking things up and letting everything fall off and just throwing it outside. Literally throwing it outside of the doorway. Like,
yeah.
You see them just heaving it out.
Chucking it out and shit.
Yeah. Like they're not carefully walking it down. And a lot of repo places do behave in this way. It's not an exaggeration of the novela.
They come and they trash the place because they don't care.
Yeah. It's almost like it's fun for them.
Probably is. They have to find a way to justify their horrible jobs, too.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's some people where, what if no one had that job, you know? Like, yeah. You have to be horrible to be in that job. I don't care if it's the only job in the world. There's jobs that I will never take, like fucking Border Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Never, ever, ever. Anyway, not going on that rant.
Yeah.
And so Teresa and Doña Refugio are telling the men, no, there has to be some kind of mistake. And then my guess was that he has been paying Doña Gemma back instead of the rent.
Yeah, and we find that out later.
We do. And so Teresa's like, there is some sort of mistake here, and I'm a lawyer, and I'm going to go speak to my father and bring back the receipts and then sue you.
Don't tell people you're a lawyer when you're not yet.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's not ethical, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's she should know that. And so she leaves to go talk to Armando.
She goes to fetch him, too, to bring him back to the La Vecindad.
So she goes to get him, and they're walking back to the Vecindad, and Don Armando walks ahead of her, and she stays behind. And then she pulls out this hefty-ass check from her purse.
Yeah, I at first didn't know who that was from. Like, I forgot that last episode when she said she needed a vacation that Profe wrote her a check. But I didn't know it was going to be for that much. I thought it was like...
Did you catch that number? It was like 60,000 pesos, yeah, wasn't it? That's like a whole year of wages. Well, no.
I mean, I don't know how much her job technically is supposed to pay and whatever. So I don't know. But I thought that he was just going to start paying her moving forward. And I don't know if maybe that check is like back pay.
Yeah, right.
She's like staring at the check and she's like looking at it like, no, I'm not going to check it, whatever.
Okay, so wow, I did not know the price difference was this much. What? And this is now 10 years ago at the time of the novela, it might have been closer, but it's $2,879.
Oh, okay.
60,000 pesos.
Yeah.
It's almost $3,000. So yeah, it's not so it's probably not a year's worth of salary.
Well, I don't know. We don't know how much her, but some people make a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you can't even think like, how can they pay that low amount per day?
So that is very true. You're right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So she has almost $3,000 in a check. This is enough for them to not be evicted.
But she doesn't want to use it.
So we see her looking at the check and then she's like, no. And she puts it back in her bag and then catches up to Don Armando.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see Johnny leaving the taller. Or does Mariano walk into the taller? I'm not sure what's happening.
Something like
there.
That.
Yeah, point is, Johnny runs into Mariano somewhere and tells him what's happening, who then runs to tell Doña Nachita, like, hey, what's going on? What do you know about this? Doña Nachita's like, nothing? What? And she's like,
he's like, no se supone que eres la portera? Like, what the yeah. heck?
She's the lady who takes the money, the rent money. I forgot the term for it again.
I don't know. I feel like I knew it like episodes ago, but I don't remember.
Because you told me what it was, yeah. Because I still didn't know it, and I still don't.
I don't know.
But it
anymore.
Has a term. But she's that lady who collects everyone's money to pay the owner. And then she was like, well, Armando told me he was paying the owner directly. I'm like, well, isn't that a fucking weird thing that he's the only one doing this?
Doña Nachita? Yeah.
So then they leave, and then we see Pablito running out and passing by Doña Juana's and then telling Doña Juana.
Nachita asked him to tell her.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. Yeah. You're right. Okay, so that's why he goes and tells her.
Yeah.
So they're all gathering to go help the family. So then we see Mariano walking into Teresa's, and then we leave that scene. We go to Paolo and Genoveva, and this is where what you were talking about, that she congratulates him for the new job.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, now that you're working, I'm going to give you your money. He's like, yeah, because I need to spoil the daughter of my boss. And it's literally the most annoying fucking conversation in the world. Like,
really is.
Yeah. And so Paolo leaves smiling with a stupid smirk.
He always has that face because he has zero range.
Yeah. Then we see Genoveva calling Ruben and she's calling to thank him. And then she's like, and by the way, can you put Paolo in charge of my account? Because she's trying to do some fishy shit. I don't know if you recall from other episodes. And then he's like, how did I know that there was another motive behind you asking me to give Paolo a job?
And of course, through.
Yeah. After that, we go back to La Vecindad. The burly men are throwing everything out of the apartment.
Still trashing the place.
Mm-hmm. Mariano's trying to talk to them. And they're like, unless you can pay everything right now, we're taking everything right now. Teresa's fake crying. She has money in her purse, so.
She could help out, like, right now.
Yeah, she could make them go away, like, in an instant. But she doesn't. Then we see Refugio talking to Don Armando. And she's like, how dare you do this to us? You used this all for Teresa, didn't you? And then he's like, no, I used it all to pay for debt, which was because of Teresa.
But he was also still giving her money. Because whenever Teresa le está reclamando, she's yelling at him. And she's like, every month you give me less and less. But he's still giving her money. So it is partly because of Teresa and then the debts.
Yeah.
To Doña Gemma.
Mm-hmm. Refugio's like, this is not the man I married. You put us in this mess. And Don Armando's like, please calm down. Like, that's going to do something. She's being evicted from her fucking house.
Calm down.
Hey, calm down. Okay.
What did you say? What'd you say to me?
What'd you say to me? Calm down. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You did end up watching The Hot Wives of whatever.
Yes. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but like, how are you going to ask her to calm down when she's being evicted because it's your fault? Like,
yeah. Like, I think it's perfectly okay for her not to be calm at this time. Like, come on.
Right. Yeah. then we go to Mariano and his dad in their house, and they're counting pennies to try and help Teresa and her family. And then Mariano looks at the money for their, they have saved up for their wedding. And he's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to use that, but I have to talk to Teresa first. And I was like, she's going to say no.
Yeah.
No, I don't use that to prevent me from being evicted.
It wouldn't surprise me if she had said, don't use it.
Yeah. So he walks back in with it and talks to her. And she's like, no, not this. There goes all our hope. Oh, but oh my gosh, she has money in her purse.
Yeah. So and selfish. Also, she's planning on marrying the profe anyway. So I don't even know why she's crying.
That's true. It's like, she's so, I don't know. Because you know that she loves Mariano, right? But she's also choosing.
And even
and
after
the premise of the novel.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because even after she marries the profe, she keeps crying about Mariano later. Mm-hmm. And I think she even tries to get back with him or something. But like she's married and he's with Arora. Like something like that.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. And it's just how her character is written. But man.
Yeah, because you look at it, you're like, her life. But she has to choose money over love. Because. Yeah. You know, love doesn't get her the things that she needs and doesn't feed her ambition and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. I'll stop. So, yeah. So she is, you know, sitting there crying about the money. And you know, part of her probably is sad about it because maybe she did have some hope that Mariano would become rich.
Yeah.
And that they could get married. I don't know. But at the same time, she is planning on marrying El Profe. So,
yeah.
They're all sitting there counting money and then they're 400 pesos short.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave them. We go to outside of Vecindad and Paolo and Fito are there. And Paolo's asking for more drugs. And Fito's like, you got to pay up now. You got to start paying for this.
Look, man, this shit ain't free no more.
Yeah. And Fito takes almost all of his money that his mom just gave him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he got hooked fast. I wonder what it is. Cocaina.
Cocaina. It's probably meth.
Yeah, probably. Some heroin. Black tar heroin. I'll stop. Anyway.
No, they're pills, so.
They are some sort of pills, yeah. It's just ecstasy.
I feel like it is because they're like clubbing. Like,
do people go broke getting ecstasy?
I've never heard of people getting hooked on ecstasy like that. But, you know, like they do lace like it with meth. So
yeah, true.
Maybe he's hooked on the meth part of it. I don't know.
Yeah. And at first I thought we were seeing them because Pito was going to give them the money, but no, we're just seeing them because we're seeing Paolo get more hooked.
You thought Pito was going to give Teresa's family the money?
I thought that was the point of the scene. That's why we were seeing Paolo paying him.
That doesn't seem like something Pito would do.
No, it doesn't. I don't know why I thought that. It was like the naive part in me. Part of me that's like,
he's not even really part of La Vecindad. He lives in the basement.
Yeah. So then we go back to Teresa's soon to not be apartment, whatever. That didn't make sense. We go back to the eviction and they're still counting money. Pablito, the sweet, sweet Pablito.
Oh my God. Teresa's such a bitch.
Runs and he's like, here, I have 10 pesos. And then Teresa yells at him out of nowhere.
It's
like,
not his fault.
Well, we need 400, you little bitch. No.
10 pesos? Nos faltan 400.
Yeah, and niño poor mocoso. Pablito. Niño mocoso. It's like he's just, he's just being
She
helpful.
Might as well, though.
He doesn't
He's trying to help in his own little kid way.
Yeah, and then Gilberto, the person she despises so much, walks in. And he's like, hey, well, guess what? I found all this under my bed. And he gives him the rest. Then Armando gives a speech about thanking everyone. They all work together to go gather the stuff. And then as everyone leaves, Mariano and Teresa stay behind. And Mariano's like, see what we all did together as a community. And she's like, well, no one can pay for the embarrassment we just went through. It's like, bitch, just
be prepared. But like, this could have been anyone in La Vecindad. And anyone in Amistad would have come together to help that person too.
And I don't think there would have been embarrassment about it.
No, I think they all understand that, you know, they all fall a little behind sometimes and they're all there to help each other out. Just like they've come together before to pull their money together to help each other out. Like we've seen that already plenty of times.
Yeah.
But Teresa, of course, is the only one who cares. And I feel like she didn't really even care about being evicted. What she cares about is, like she said, the shame and the embarrassment she feels.
Yeah.
From being evicted.
And, you know, all she had to do was grab the money that she had in her purse. Like,
yeah.
Ugh, but she's so selfish. Oh, my God. And it just makes you hate her.
Even more.
Yeah. Because in the beginning of the novella, you didn't completely hate her.
You sympathized with her because you didn't really yet know what a horrible fucking bitch she was.
Yeah.
But we see that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think she's funny, like when she's being a bitch to Aida. But like, I'm...
Yeah.
I don't root for Teresa worst. In this novella.
No.
Like, same. I don't. I root for Aurora.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet Aurora.
Literal angel.
Yeah. Literal angel Aurora. So then, everyone leaves the Teresa's apartment. And Don Armando asks Teresa to help out in the house. Like, hey, we could use your help now that you're getting paid. And then she yells at him. And she's like, I told you
this money's for me and my school and my tests and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you fucking bitch.
And then on top of saying, no, I'm not going to help out.
She asks for more money.
She asks for more money. And does she not see what just happened? If what she did, she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then she guilt trips him and says that if you don't give me more money, I'm going to have to ask Profe and I don't want to. And then he, of course, this puts Don Armando into like, oh, I have to give her more money. It's like, no, you don't. Just let her beg for money from Profe.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
She will. She would. That's yeah. Then it's the next day. Mariano and Don Ramon are in their house, and Don Ramon is telling him he did the right thing by breaking into their piggy bank. And I do think Mariano's right to be as worried as he is. Teresa's gonna make this into something, like that money was used.
Yeah.
And then Don Ramon, he's like, all right, I gotta go to work. I have an urgent delivery. And Mariano runs after him. And I was like, why is he running after him? But he's probably trying to tell him about the
fight. Do not go to Rubens. Yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't catch him in time as well. Yeah.
He's like, wait, you're going where? Hold up.
Wait. Teresa and Esperanza are talking. We're still in the vecindad. And Teresa tells her that, now there's more debt because we have to pay, or Don Armando still has to pay Doña Gemma back. And now we have to pay everyone back in la vecindad. It's like, no, they don't. They're no one's asking for their money back.
Yeah.
Because it's what they do. Mm-hmm. And Esperanza's like, well, I'm going to help you. And Teresa's like, how? You can't even count on the money Ruben.
You're not even Ruben anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is going to push Esperanza more to get back with him.
Yeah. And also when Esperanza tells her that Nachita told her about what happened, and she's like, oh, those chismosos.
She's like, chismosa, and Pabito's with her. He's like, my mom's not chismosa.
No, that happens after.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, you're right. Yeah. That happens with Aurora.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we go to Ruben and Mayra, and they're eating in their house. And she's mad about Ruben giving Paolo a job. And he's like, well, your dad helped me out by giving us this house. Like you know, rich people fucking do. Nepotism and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay. But Paolo's different. And he doesn't love Aida the way that you have always loved me. And she hugs him.
Sure.
And he's rolling his eyes the whole time.
How like, did she not see this?
I never loved you.
I'm with you for money. And who does he tell later that all the money he had? Oh, no, it's before. I think when he's talking to the profe about that he can't divorce Mayra ever because of the shame it would bring to the family, but also because all of his fortune is mostly because of her and her family.
Oh, yeah. Or he has his fortune to thank to them, too. Like, he's going to have to pay so much alimony that he's going to be broke as fuck.
Well, no. And plus, it's not even his money. It's her money, apparently.
Yeah. Like her money was used. Her family's money was used to build his businesses. And
yeah.
On top of it, a lot of it being hers in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, on top of all that, he's still cheating on her. Like,
right? He owes everything he has to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still cheating on her. Has cheated on her this whole time. Plus, he dares to criticize Teresa for being a gold digger.
It makes no sense. It makes me think of, and I only think of this because I've been seeing it more on Twitter, but all these like rappers who were nobodies before they were with like people like Megan Thee Stallion and
Cardi B. Like the guy who shot her?
Yeah.
Tony something.
Baby, no.
Tori.
Tony.
No, it's Tony something. See, yeah. But I don't know his name, but I know Megan Thee Stallion's name.
Exactly. It's like you owe these women maybe everything you have.
Tori Lanez, isn't it? Doesn't matter.
I thought it was Tony. No.
Maybe someone
I'm set else on Tony, but maybe someone else is Tony. I don't fucking know. I don't keep up with this shit. I only occasionally glance through it on Twitter and then I laugh because the tweets are so funny. But
yeah.
But yeah, the point is that, yeah, after all that, he's still like cheating on her on the regular. And then we leave Ruben and Mayra and we see Don Ramon getting his packages from El Notario, from Ruben's job.
And they're chatting it up all normal, him and the secretary, and Ruben is even there finishing up like the last paperwork or whatever for him to take. Then he's like, oh, Mariano le saluda. And she's like, oh, Mariano. And then Ruben is like,
who? What? What?
And then he's like, sí, Mariano's mi hijo. And then Ruben goes from 0 to 100, flips the fuck out on the secretary. And he's like, why don't you tell me that Mariano is his son? And she's like, well, I was going to tell you, but you were mad. And but I don't know. He's mad every day. So that's believable.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he turns and he's like, get out of here. Never come back here again. And Don Ramon is like, what the hell?
He's just so happened? Confused because he doesn't know.
Sweet, sweet Don Ramon.
Yeah.
Who's another little angel in this novela.
Yeah, he is.
Has no idea. And so he leaves and now he's left jobless.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still a taxi driver. He just is not the messenger for Ruben.
That's
anymore.
True. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. He's lost that job is what I should have said.
Yeah.
And then this is where we see Teresa leaving from like a store with a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using her money to save her house. And she's not waste shopping everybody else's shit. Money. Yeah. So we see Teresa leaving the store with a little bag. And then she runs into Aida with a bunch of bags. And then Aida's like, you can't even shop right. Look at all the bags I have.
Teresa's and then Teresa's like, well, they say that people yeah. that shop too much are trying to fill some emptiness in their lives.
Yeah. And then she tells Aida that she needs to take care of Paolo or he's going to end up having an apartment for entanglements, just like her dad.
Like her dad. She's like, what? What? What are you talking about?
Stop lying.
And then meanwhile, Aida writes the address for her.
She's Can laughing and writing the address down.
And Aida's like furious. Dropped all of her bags.
It. Yeah. Drops her bags and rips it as she's mm-hmm. like, I don't need this. I know you're lying. And Teresa's like, oh, look at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't believe me? Chuckling. Go look.
Yeah. And then Aida's like, just left glaring as she usually is.
You mean?
Huffing and puffing. And she picks up the paper again.
Yep. Has to put it together because she fucking ripped it.
Yeah. And then we leave them. We go to Magda and Mariano. They're in his house. And she's just like, they're talking about how he used all the money he had saved up for the wedding. And then she's like, oh, and, you know, don't forget about all the extra costs when you marry and move into someone or move in with someone. You have to pay rent. You have to pay electricity. You have to pay this. And he's like, oh, my God, stop it.
Yeah.
But she's right.
She is.
And then she's like, well, there is this saying, and I hope it's not true for you and your girlfriend. And he's like, what saying? She's like, the girlfriend of the student is never the wife of the professional.
And she will be right about that.
She will.
But it's also mm-hmm. not going to be her. Like she wants it to be.
True, true. Yeah, because it looks like she still likes him.
Yeah.
I wonder if they date at all. Probably not.
No, I don't think they date.
Okay.
I think right after Mariano and Nerora, I think, start talking and get together eventually.
Yeah, and he doesn't date anyone else.
I don't think so.
No. Then we see Aurora walking into Teresa's with Pablito. And she's like, why didn't you tell me? Nachita just told me what happened. And this is where she's like, mm-hmm. oh my God, she's so nosy.
Chismoso.
Yeah, no, she says that Nachita's chismosa because she says Nachita's the one who told
her. She calls, what right does Pablito after? Say after?
Yeah. Pablito's like, my mom is not chismosa. And then Then she like argues back with Pablito like a fucking.
He says something, and then she calls him a chismoso too.
Yeah,
but she's like, don't talk to him that way. Come on.
Yeah, you're an adult. Like it's like if you just got in a little fight with a 10-year-old. Like, oh yeah, you're a nosy bitch. Like, excuse- like why? Why are you doing
little
this?
Little shit.
Yeah, that's basically what she. And Aurora's like, well, I would have helped you. Blah 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 blah. Then we go to Aida angrily walking into Ruben's work.
Yeah, para reclamarle.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna yell at him about the apartment situation, and she's demanding to know about it. Mayra is by the door, like overhearing this.
Yeah,
yeah. And she just starts yelling at him, like, "What is this about you having an apartment for your
side hose?"
Side hose. And then we leave them. We go back to La Vecindad, and Refugio is telling Teresa that Armando owes all that money because of giving Teresa money. And then Teresa's like, well, you're my parents and you owe me that much.
She's like it's a parent's job to sacrifice for their children and give them things. And then Refugio's like, no, it's a parent's job to provide housing and shelter and blah, 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 and cariño, which we give you tons of. But lujos, we don't have to give you lujos. And then Teresa's just
we don't have to give you luxuries.
These aren't lujos. These are necesidades.
Yeah, so she says all her expensive clothes are not luxuries. They're necessities, which is not true.
And then before Refugio was able to say her classic line of, Teresa, me das miedo. Teresa's like, ya sé que te doy miedo.
Yeah. So Refugio, she is always telling Teresa, like, oh, you scare me when you say things like that. But before she even says it, Teresa's like, I know I scare you when I say these things, and I don't give a fuck, basically.
Yeah.
And she walks out and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And Refugio stays clutching at her heart, like, oh my God.
I thought she was going to pass out right then and there.
I thought this is where she was going to die from.
From shame. From the shame that her daughter brings to the family.
Mm-hmm, but she doesn't. I think we don't see her again, so.
Oh! Nah, she probably doesn't.
Nah. You're right.
Then, but that is a sign of a heart attack. She's like clutching like.
Yeah, like, oh.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Ruben, Aida, and Mayra, because now Mayra has walked in and she's like, I need to know too.
Is this when he flips the story or tries to
twist it? Yeah, he's like, well, you've ruined the surprise. It was supposed to be an apartment for Aida, right? To her secretary, and her secretary's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Aida immediately falls for it. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then Maya's like, Mayra. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
She's like, if that was a surprise for our daughter, how come I don't know about it? Which I think valid.
Reasonable. Yeah, reasonable question. And mm-hmm. then he's like, well, do you want to go see it? And he thinks they're going to say no. And she's like, yeah. Let's go.
He's like, oh, shit.
And then they get to the apartment.
He pretends the fucking keys don't work. He's like, oh, it won't open. Let's just come back another time. And then Maya's like, let me do it. And he's like, no, he won't give her the key.
And then he's like, oh, what do you know? It did open.
Well, look at that.
Wow. Okay.
I really like Maya in this part because she doesn't make excuses or tries to diminish what she's really feeling. Like she's like, no, I think you're lying and you're going to show me.
Yeah, finally, right?
To her guns, finally, yeah.
Yeah, finally. And so they walk in, they're looking around, and she's like, why is there so much stuff here? He's like, well, the people that used to live here left all their stuff. I don't know why. Like, he's just trying to make up any excuse.
Yeah, any excuse. He's like, what, do you want me to go and tell them to get all their stuff already? Like,
yeah. They open the dresser where there was a bunch of fancy clothes, so I'm guessing Esperanza took them.
Oh, it was empty?
Yeah, though, it's like a wardrobe thing.
Yeah. I just didn't notice if it was empty when they opened it or not.
It was like, empty when they opened because they're like, okay, there's nothing here. Oh, and then Ruben is like, yeah, see?
Yeah.
See, there's nothing. And then
he sees the frame mm-hmm. where they had a picture. Then he picks it up. And he's like, oh, relief, like sense of relief. There's no picture in there.
But then it's on the floor. And so he tries to cover it with his foot.
He's like,
and,
oh, shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck. But then Mayra turns and she looks at it.
What's that then?
Oh, yeah, you said there was nothing here. What is that? And then, bam, episode ends.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said bam. My child has been saying bam a lot for no reason. No. Like, I give him milk and hand him the cup, and he's like, bam!
Bam, milk!
Yeah. Wow. Or, like, he finishes eating, and he puts his fork down, and he's like, bam, bam! Like, okay, yeah, you finished your food. Bam. Or wow. He walks up to you and hits you, and he's like, bam!
Well, that one makes sense.
That makes more sense, yeah, than the other one. Yeah. So that's why I just said, bam, episode's over.
Done.
And what a cliffhanger. Whew, it was good.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll leave him. What do you think? Because now she knows all of her suspicions.
She will. I'm pretty sure. Because I know she leaves him at some point. And this has to be it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, only because there was that scene that I saw on TikTok where they're at Teresa and Aida are getting wedding dresses, and Aida's like, I'm not going to end up divorced like your dad or something.
Oh, Teresa tells Aida that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And your dad lost it all or something like that. Like, she's like making fun of Aida.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So that's why I know.
Okay. Yeah, well, it has to be right here then.
Yeah, this has to be it. And so I'm so excited. And I wonder where this is going to... I don't think Esperanza and him, they don't work out in the end.
No.
I doubt it, so...
I really thought she was going to get with the Dr. Ledesma, but ya no nos han enseñado juntos, so...
Yeah, they haven't shown them together at all, so yeah, I don't know.
But they don't work out in the end, because Ruben is a villain, and villains don't get their way in novelas.
No, not even Teresa, who is the main person in this
novela. She's not going to get her way.
No. Did you know there's three endings to this?
I told you that.
Oh, okay.
I told you that in one of the first episodes.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. You did know.
Yeah, I did know.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing else to add to this.
All right.
Except.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to rate and review.
Give us your money.
If you are loving what we do, don't donate. I didn't want to flat out say give us your money like you did.
Well, I was gonna let you explain it, but I mean,
no, I know. It just sounds
we're
funny.
Asking for their money.
Yeah, we are. So you can buy us a coffee. It comes with little perks here and there. You know what would be fun to do that I don't know how to set up yet, but like a watch party.
Oh, that would be fun, but I don't know how you do that, like with YouTube. Because I know you can do it on Netflix.
You're right. Yeah. But I don't know. Something we can look into.
Yeah, yeah.
In the future.
For the finale. Anyone.
That
gives us plenty of time to figure it out.
That is very true. We'll figure it out by then. Yeah. And yeah, if you don't want to become a member, you can just do like a one-time donation for our Buy Me a Coffee. And what else? I think that's it. Yeah, we'll catch everyone next week.
Alrighty, and remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres. Bye.
Bye.